Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalmei Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Dalet, and we're starting Chaf Gimel Beis about a third of the way up from the bottom with Halacha Dalet. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Tzar Batsmi Akam Moshe Harnish Amasha to have an Aliyah. So Moshe tells us Barishan originally Hayim Kalam Esa Chaydesh Kol Ayayim. They do accept Edim regarding Kedesh Chaydesh, meaning Edim that are coming to say that they saw the new moon. These would be accepted all day long, even right up until Shkia. However, Pam Achaz Shtow Edim Lavoi. One time the Edim delayed in coming. The Kilkal Levim Bashir and the Levim, they ended up messing up which shir they're supposed to sing. We know that by Tom Shal Shachar and Tom Shal Ben Arbayim, the two korbanos Tomei that were brought every single day, the Levim would sing a special Shir Shal Yom. That's where our Shir Shal Yom comes from. Hayim Rishim B'Shabbos, Shin B'Shabbos, so on and so forth. And so they were not only singing in the morning, but also in the afternoon. And since the Edim came so late, the Levim ended up singing the wrong Shir, and we're going to see what happened. And because of this, Hiskinu the Meir Takana, Shalim Kabun El Ad Mincha, they only accept Edim up until Mincha, meaning up until the Tom Shal Ben Arbayim. Now, Bomen Mincha Lamalon, let's say the Edim did come after Mincha, Nagin Oisayim Kadesh Ulmacha Kadesh, they would still treat that day Kodesh and the next day Kodesh. It is specifically referring to Rosh Hashanah. So the first day that Rosh Hashanah could technically come out on, already from the beginning of the day, they already started treating a Kodesh with an Isser Malacha and a number of other things as well. That's because it could be that Edim would come that day. And then if they declared it the first day of the month, meaning Rosh Hashanah, that means already from the beginning of the day it was Rosh Hashanah. So they had to be careful already from Isser Malacha or the beginning of the day. And so either which way, even if Edim came after Mincha, so they're not going to be declaring that first day as Rosh Hashanah anyway, nonetheless they still treated it as Kaddish until the end of the day, and then the next day was officially declared as Rosh Hashanah. Now Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hiskrim Riecham HaTzaka, Shem Kalam Eiz HaChadosh Kol HaYoyim, Riecham HaTzaka was Metaken, they would accept Eidus of Kesha Chadosh all day long, because there's no issue anymore of the Levim messing up with the Shir, so they could be taken in all day long. So the Gemara clarifies, Amar Shul Bar Nachman, B'mnei Ma'asa She'ira, it was because of a whole story that happened, that's why the Edim came late. What was the situation? Pam Achas Navla HaVara Be'ir, that's proper gear, so we had an Ayin HaVara, a fire broke out in the city, and Ubar Sakiyim V'Natlum, Sakiyim was really like a wild Arab tribe, they came and they grabbed the Edim, they came to plunder the city, and they also for some reason or another kidnapped these Edim, they were going to be giving Eidos, and then they finally let them go, and then by the time the Edim came and gave their Eidos, and Iskankol Levim Bashir, the Levim had already messed up with the Shir, they said the wrong Shir Shal Yom, they said the Shir Shal Yom of weekday, when it turned out that it was really Yom Tif, and that was the situation that happened. Now, Amar V'Achar Papa Kumi Rav Zeira, Rav Achar Papa said in front of Zeira, the Chavrei Abayin Kumi Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, the Chacham the Beis Medrash asked in front of Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'Shem Man Rebbe Amar La, in whose name are you saying this? They're calling him Rebbe, obviously, but they're asking him, like, where did you get this from? Whose name are you saying this? So Chavdal Amar Av on top, Amar Lani told them, the Kavas Chayin, I'm not like you, the Isla Chayin Rav Vin Sagin, that you have many Rabbanim, you learn from many different teachers, I'm not like that, you don't have to ask me who I heard it from, B'Shem Rav Shuben Levi Amar La, I said in the name of Rav Shuben Levi, because he's my Rebbe. Nerucham Kanievsky points out that he actually had learned Agadatah from Rabbi Yonah's son, but his main Torah and Halacha he learned from Yeshua ben Levi, and that's what he's telling them. Now we continue discussing this. Rabbi La, Maisi La Tam, the Halacha. Rabbi La brings an explanation for this. Detani, there's a Braisa, the Shir Shal Chamishi, Hayu Aimrim, Haninu Le Kimuzenu. The Shir Shal Yom of Thursday is Tehillim Perek Pei Aleph, which Pasuk Beis of that is Haninu Le Kimuzenu, and Rosh Hashanah Hayu Aimrim, Hasiros Misevel Shechmai, and Rosh Hashanah it's also Tehillim Pei Aleph, just the later part of it, which is Hasiros Misevel Shechmai, and that's because the later half of the Perek Tehillim talks about Yosef, and we know that Yosef got out of jail on Rosh Hashanah, so that's why the second half of this parak is said on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore what's the issue? Chal Yom Tov Lias B'Chamishi, if Rosh Hashanah would technically fall out on Thursday, but we need to wait for Edim to testify about the new moon, so B'Shachris Harninu L'Kimuzenu, B'Shachris, by the Talmud of the morning, they would say Harninu L'Kimuzenu because it's just a regular Thursday, and B'Mincha Yo'aymim Hasres M'Sevel Shechmai, by Mincha already, they would be saying Hasres M'Sevel Shechmai because the Edim had already come by Mincha, so they already know by then that it's Rosh Hashanah, so they're going to say the second half of the parak Tehillim. Now, Imbo Min HaMincha L'Maton, if the Edim are going to come after Mincha, so then Omer, what are the Levim going to say? Harninu L'Kimuzenu, they're just going to repeat the same Shir Shal Yom by the afternoon Tamid, and Lo Nimtzu Omer Shir V'Kaif Masai, it doesn't turn out that they're saying the Shir and repeating it. In other words, they're saying the wrong Shir. Instead of saying the second half of this parak, which is just Rosh Hashanah, they're saying it from the beginning because they're treating it like regular Thursday, and that's an issue that we're going to run into. Now, we clarify the next part of Mishnah where we had said, Bo Min HaMincha L'Malon, Noigin Oisa Yom Kodesh, that if they come after Mincha, we still treat that day as Kodesh, and why is that? Such as we had explained, Rav Adin Ksaran says B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Kfar Ava Ruba Shal Yom Kedusha. That's because the majority of the day already passed in a state of Kedusha, as we had said in the Mishnah. Already from the beginning of the day, they were treating it as Kadosh because maybe it'd be called Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, even though the Ma'edim came too late, and so we're only going to be calling tomorrow Rosh Hashanah, nonetheless, we still continue this Isser Malacha, this Kedusha, through the end of the day. We have actually a little bit of a story about this. The Amar Chiyah Barva, Rabbi Yochanan Mifkad Le'ilin De Kanisha De Kipra, Rabbi Yochanan would instruct those of the Beis Knesses of Kipra, Sabin Metolu Meol Adu Imama, when you see the Sabin, the elders, when the Metolu Meol having a whole back and forth, a whole discussion regarding if today is going to be Rosh Chodesh, even before they officially declare it as such, Va'atun Mitkrin Zman of Iburoi, you already can mention Zman, you already can mention Yal of Yavai in your Tfilas, and it's Day of Ibur, which means tomorrow as well, you're going to be able to do that, and that's even before they officially called it Rosh Chodesh. And on Talachay, the Mishnah tells us, Harmi Shuvan Karcha, Va'oid Zu Heskin Rebicham and Zakai, Rebicham and Zakai was also attacking another thing, Shafilu Rosh Bezdin, B'chom Makayim, even if the Rosh Bezdin is any place, he's somewhere else, Shleyu Eidim Ha'ilchem El Makam Avad, the Eidim would only go to the place of the Vad. And the Gemara just clarifies, Kinemas Nisa, this is what the Mishnah is referring to, the Makam Avad, Shal Chodesh, this is the place where Bezdin usually sits and discusses and is Makadesh, the Chodesh. And that's even though, as we've learned in previous Mishnahs, that the Rosh of Bezdin, he's the one that says, Makadesh, Makadesh, so you might think that since he had to travel for some reason, he had to go somewhere else for whatever thing that he's taking care of, that the Eidim should go to where the Rosh HaBezdin is, so he could be able to say Mekodesh Mekodesh. No, the Mishnah is telling us that even though the Rosh HaBezdin had to travel somewhere else, the Eidim just come to the Makom HaVad, they come to where the Bezdin sits, and they're going to be Mekodesh Lechodesh from there, even though the Rosh HaBezdin is not currently located there. Now to Halacha Vav, this Mishnah begins discussing the Tefilas of Rosh Hashanah, and when we're going to be Tekeah, when we're going to blow Shofar, that's going to be during Musaf, as we know. We're actually going to have a Machlokes about this, which was mentioned very briefly a number of daf ago in the Gemara. And before we continue, it's just important for us to remind ourselves that every standard Shemon Esrei has the first three brachas and the last three brachas. The first three are called Avos, Gevuros, and Kedusha or Kedushas Hashem. The last three are Avoda and Haidaya, which is Ritzei and Maidim. Then there's Birchas Kehanim or Sim Shalom, depending on what we're referring to, depends on how it's going to be phrased. So again, those are the first three and the last three. And then, depends on which Shemon Esrei we're going to be davening, depends on how many brachas are going to be in the middle. Specifically with Musaf or Rosh Hashanah, we know that we have Malchiyah, Zechronis, and Shofros. Those are three main topics that we have to mention. And then there's also Kedushas Hayoim, which is the sanctification of the day, if you will. That's the bracha that begins, Ata v'chartan mikol amim. And so we're going to see where all these are supposed to be placed. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Say the brachas. The order of the brachas of Musaf Shemana Esrei is Omer. A person says, Avos u'gvuros u'kedushas Hashem. So that's the first three brachas, classic, standard ones. The Koilel Malchiyos imam. He includes Malchiyos with them, meaning he includes Malchiyos with Kedushas Hashem. The Eino Tekea. He doesn't blow shofar yet. Now, Kedushas Hayoim v'tekea. He says a separate bracha of Kedushas Hayoim. That's the fourth bracha. That's regular Kedushas Hayoim, Atav Chartanu, and that whole Nosach. And he's going to blow shofar for that. Then, Zechroinos v'tekea. He says a bracha of Zechroinos and blows shofar. Then, Shofros v'tekea. He says a bracha of Shofros and he blows shofar. Va'omer Avodah Vaidoya Brachas Kehanim. Then he says the last three brachas, Avodah Vaidoya Brachas Kehanim. Different Bracha Manuri. That's Bracha Manuri's opinion. Now, going to Chaftal Adam Abayz, we're going to do something unconventional and we're going to jump to the bottom of the Amud where we have Halacha Zayin and we're going to look at the second opinion. It's just going to be the first half of the Mishnah and then we're going to go back up to the top. And the reason why is because we're going to be talking about the second opinion of the Gemara, so we might as well see it inside. So Halacha Zayin, the Mishnah tells us, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva told him, meaning Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Yechaman Uri, that Ma'enu Tekeh Malchios, Lomu Humaskir, if he's not going to be blowing Shofar by Malchios, why is he mentioning it in the first place? As we're going to see at the end of this Mishnah, which is really going to be tomorrow's daf, that you have to have 10 psukim for Malchios, Zechronis, and Shofros, but if Malchios is not special because we're going to be blowing Shofar by it, then we should have 9 psukim, not 10. El rather, says Rabbi Kiva, Omer Avos Gevuros Kedushas Hashem, he says the first three brachos of Shemon Esrei, V'kolel Malchios in Kedushas Hayoim, and includes the psukim of Malchios with the bracha of Kedushas Hayoim, Avat V'chartanu, V'tekea, and he blows Shofar, then Zechronis V'tekea, Shofros V'tekea, and V'omer Avod V'doy Brachos Kehanim. So Machlokes, Rabbi Yechim Menuri, and Rabbi Kiva, is where's Malchios going to be placed? According to Rabbi Yechim Menuri, Malchios is placed with Kedushas Hashem, with the third bracha, and Kedushas Hayoim is its own thing and gets Shofar, whereas according to Rabbi Kiva, Malchios is placed with Kedushas Hayoim and gets Shofar with it. And Kedushas Hashem, which is just the third bracha of Shemon Esrei, that's by itself. So going to the top of the Gemara, Yehuda Nogo Rabbi Kiva, in the area of Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael, their minhag was like Rabbi Kiva, and Ubegalil in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael, in the Galil, Rabbi Yechim Menuri, they did like Rabbi Yechim Menuri. Now, Aver Vasa Yehuda Kegalil, Ukegalil, Keyehuda Yatsa, if they were Iver and they did this minhag somewhere else, that Yehuda and Galil, Galil and Yehuda, they're still Yaitse, no problem. When they're Makadish of the year in Usha, whereas where Bezin was exiled to from Yavne, Biyam Rishon on the first day, Avar Rabbi Shmuel ben Yishuv Yechim Breika, he davened for the Amud and Va'amar Kedushas Rabbi Yechim Menuri. He did like Rabbi Yechim Menuri, included Malchias with Kedushas Hashem, didn't blow Shofar, and said Kedushas Hayoim as its own bracha and blew Shofar there. And Rishon Gamliel commented on this, Lo Yunaygin Ken B'Yavne, this was in the minhag of my father's house in Yavne, and Biyam Hashem on the second day, Avar Rabbi Chanani ben Yishuv Yechim Glili, he davened for the Amud, Va'amar Kedushas Rabbi Kiva, and he did like Rabbi Kiva, and Rishon Gamliel said, Kachi Yunaygin B'Yavne, this is what our minhag was in Yavne. Now continue to discuss Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Vos says B'Shem Blazer that B'chol Makom Arav Hisker Adar Hamalucha Lo Yatsa. In all situations, meaning throughout the year, when a person ends off the bracha of Atakada, HaKadosh, if instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem HaKel HaKadosh, he said Baruch Atah Hashem Adir HaMalucha, he's not Yotze, because it has nothing to do with Me'ein HaBracha. Chutz Min HaKel HaKadosh or Rosh Hashanah, except for the Bracha of HaKel HaKadosh of Rosh Hashanah, Ubilvad B'Mosaf, and also only by Mosaf. And that's because since the Bracha of HaKel HaKadosh in Mosaf of Rosh Hashanah talks about Malchios, so he could end off Adir HaMalucha, that's called the Chasima as Me'ein HaBracha. He's ending off what the Bracha is like. Now, says the Gemara of Asik Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, this is obviously like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who holds that the Pesukim of Malchios are supposed to be in the Bracha of Atah Kadosh. Now, something similar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, where he tells us, I'm Kedushas Hayyim im Zechroinos, the one is supposed to say the Bracha of Kedushas Hayyim with Zechroinos, namely when we have Malchios, Zechroinos, and Shifros, so the Bracha of Kedushas Hayyim, the sanctification of the day, the Atav Chartanu Bracha of Shmosav Shemayna Esrei, that said with Zechroinos, and Asik Rabbi Kiva, this is like Rabbi Kiva. Now, it's not exactly like Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva holds that it's said with Malchios. We just mean to say that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva agree on this point, that the Bracha of Kedushas Hayyim is not said with Atah Kadosh, rather it's said afterwards. So we explain why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that the Bracha of Kedushas Hayyim is said with Zechroinos, whereas Rabbi Kiva holds it's said with Malchios. So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Mamatzon B'chol Makayim Oimram Tzoyis, just like we find by all other places, meaning by other Yomim Tovim, the Kedushas Hayyim Bracha is the middle Bracha, Afkan Oimram Tzoyis, so too over here it's the middle Bracha, meaning Musaf Rosh Hashanah, the Kedushas Hayyim has to be the middle Bracha, which is Zechroinos, because we have Malchios, Zechroinos, and Shifros, so it's going to be Zechroinos. Whereas Rabbi Aimer, Rabbi explains Shitas Rabbi Kiva that Mamatzon B'chol Makayim Aimer Revius, just like we find by all other Yom Tovim, that it's the fourth Bracha, Afkan Aimer Revius. So over here it's the fourth Bracha. Now let's just remember, by all other Yom Tovim, there's only one middle Bracha. There's the first three, the last three, and then one middle Bracha of Kedushas Hayyim. The question is, how do we look at it? So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we'll view it as the middle Bracha. So on Rosh Hashanah, when we have more than one middle Bracha, we have three middle Brachas, it has to be the middle of those Brachas. But according to Rebbe, we're viewing it just as the fourth Bracha, because we could look at it like that as well, and therefore on Rosh Hashanah it's going to be the fourth Bracha, namely in Malchios, not in Zechroinos. Rebbe Yaakov Bar Acha and Rebbe Zeir and Chanan Bar Ba, also b'shem Rav, that's our claim, HaKel HaKadosh, that even on Rosh Hashanah, when we end off the Bracha of Kedusha, we conclude with HaKel HaKadosh. Rebbe Ba says b'shem Abba Bar Rav Chana, that's our claim, HaKel HaKadosh, Umar B'Lesloyach. He has to add on the word Umar B'Lesloyach, that's a special Rosh Hashanah edition. Now, if something similar, Rebbe Ba says b'shem Abba Bar Yirmiyah, the B'Tefillah, and regular Shemayna Esrei, who Omer he says, Elikei David Ubani Yerushalayim, meaning the Bracha of Bani Yerushalayim ends off with Elikei David Ubani Yerushalayim, that's the proper ending, and B'Navi Hu Omer Elikei David Matzmiach Yeshua, when we say the Bracha after reading the Haftarah, where we're davening for Malchus Beis David, so we have to say Elikei David Matzmiach Yeshua. And one more discussion, Yantav Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbes, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so Isra Yatani Pesach B'Yantav Chasim B'Shabbes, those that say that we start out talking about Yomtev and we conclude the Bracha with discussing Shabbos, those that teach that Pesach B'Shabbes V'Chaisim B'Yomtev, that we start discussing Shabbos and we conclude with Yomtev, whereas Rebbe Yemi Rebbe says Pesach B'Shabbes V'Chaisim B'Shabbes V'Yomtev Ben Tayim, we start out talking about Shabbos, we conclude by talking about Shabbos, so the Chasima could be Me'in the Psicha, but Yomtev is mentioned in the middle because at the end of the day it is Yomtev. Rebbe Yudah Rapazi says B'Shem Yeshua B'Levi Halacha K'Rebbe, that Halacha is like Rebbe. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Zayin, continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.